Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, March 6, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom is excused. City staff, Robert Smith, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Alberto Chavez, Police Chief, George Castillo, Fire Chief, Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. During my State of the City address, I mentioned the fact that we are where we are because of our incredible staff and council. And with that, I'd like our moment of silence tonight to be happy thoughts, and I'd like us to reflect on just how lucky we are in the City of Bisbee to have the wonderful staff that we have, particularly those representing us tonight here in this building. So please join with me. Thank you. Please stand and join me in the pledge. Thank you. Please be seated. Mayor's proclamations, there are none tonight, and the announcements are the fun part of the evening, and I'm going to turn that fun part over to our fun guy, Mr. Robert Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, I'd make a presentation to you today of a few appointments and hires that we've made in the recent past. At this time, I'd ask Chief George Castillo and his department and family to come forward, please.
Thank you.
Chief, this is from the guys at the department. We flew this flag on your first day yesterday, efficient day, and we took it down this morning. We want to present this to you so you can cherish it and put it on your last day at the department.
Is there something you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to say I'm very honored tonight. I've been with the department for 27 years. I worked very hard for this. I've got a lot of support from my guys. You know, my number one goal is to make these guys happy and make sure they go home with their families. My second goal is to make sure the citizens of Disney get the best fire and EMS coverage their taxpayer money can buy. I got a lot of love with you in this department. I'm going to make it one of the best departments in Cochise County. That's my goal, and I'm very honored. I'm kind of speechless. This is something I never thought in my career I'd be, but I was told in the early 90s by a former a captain that he said, one day you have the skills to be one of this department. I guess he was right. I do owe a lot to former Chief Jack Ernest, who hired me back in 1990 and gave me the opportunity to work with him. If it wasn't for him hiring me, I wouldn't be here. So that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Council, I'd also like to invite Chief Alfred Chave and his Deputy Chief Pollard with the department of his family. Alfred and his department have been working very hard to fill the Deputy Chief position and through a rigorous process, one has been selected and hired. And I'm
going to
let Chief Chave make the presentation.
Thank you. Mayor, council member of the, members of the community, it gives me great...
Can we get the family up here?
Yes, come on up. And guys, if you want to come stand up. Yes, right up front. It gives me great pleasure to be here tonight for this occasion. Sergeant Long... used to be Sergeant Long, Deputy Chief Long, has dedicated a lot of time and energy to the Bisbee Police Department and has gone to great lengths to help keep me sane as the chief. He spent 23 months as the interim in this position. It's taken a long time to get us here, and this is a very happy occasion for me. I'm sure much more happy for him, but we're honored to have the family here. You know, this type of job for public safety, we can't do it alone. And without the support of our families, helping us get to the points where we're at, it goes a long way. And to have the family support here, I think it's a big thing. So I'm going to have hand his dad Joey's badge. Do you have anything you want to say?
Great.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we're proud of him also.
I hear you.
Fair enough.
Thank
fair
you.
Enough.
I'd also like to present Joel with the flag. This flag flew over the police department all day yesterday, particularly on this morning. And yesterday was his first official day as the deputy chief. And this is now your flag. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
We're definitely in good hands with the promotion of these two gentlemen, as well as the backing of their individual departments. Thank you, Mr. Smith. We have no call to the public. Well, actually, we have call to the public, but we have no one signed up. And with that, we'll go on to, under general business, accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $191,428.62.
We have a motion and we have a second. Do we have any questions?
I do have one question. On page 2, there was an expenditure for mayor and council for catering.
Uh-huh.
What did we cater?
You catered the SIGO, our SIGO meeting that we are supposed to be hosting that we haven't hosted in 5 years.
Okay.
So we hosted that, and I think it was under, what, $500?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was that fed 25 mayors and representatives from the three counties.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nothing else? All right, those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 6-0. Approval of the consent agenda. And there are four items, A through D. Item number 1, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on January 2nd, 2018 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on January 16th, 2018 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the work session of the Mayor and Council held on January 23rd, 2018 at 5:01 p.m. D, approval of the appointment of William McNabb to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. Any member of the council have questions or wish any item pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I move we approve consent agendas A, B, C, and D.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried unanimously. Moving on to old business. Item number 3 is being pulled. Okay. Item 3 is pulled. The reason it was pulled is that a earlier version was included in your packet instead of the correct edition.
I have a question on that because I did miss the work session, but in the notes it said that you directed the staff to the
I'm sorry, to what?
You directed the staff to exclude the verbiage that indicates within the district and historic district.
Yes, and that's why it's been pulled.
But that's the wording that was in there.
It was accepted that that wouldn't be part of the...
Right.
And we wanted all this included.
Well, technically, we're out of order anyway because it's been pulled, but yeah. Okay, we're going to new business, item number 4, Discussion and possible approval of Resolution R1804, adopting a residential anti-displacement and relocating assistance plan for fiscal year 18 as required under Section 104D of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974. And we have Keith Allen Dentz. There you are, sir. I didn't see you hiding behind the chief. His shirt's so bright that...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I'm Keith Dentz with SIGO. I tried calling and polling people to try to make sure I wouldn't be speaking tonight, but I guess I didn't have it. From time to time, as a condition of receiving community development block grants and probably other federal funding, there's certain resolutions and sort of things that a local jurisdiction has to agree to. And one of those is an agreement that in the event that community development block grants are used by the city in a way that winds up displacing low and moderate income housing units, that the city has a plan to and will obligate itself to replace or find alternative housing for people that are so displaced. So you'll recall, if you members have been on the council for a while, you have about once a year an affordable housing resolution that you have to do every year. This, I'm told, is one of a similar purpose, or it's kind of along the same lines, but it's something that comes out every 4 years or every several years. The only thing that I would say about this, other than that it's fairly self-explanatory, is, and with the caveat that I'm pretty new at this, I haven't seen one of these before, but it looks like down on page one of this says before obligating or expending funds, the bracket name of applicant. I think that probably should be changed to City of Bisbee, but I may be wrong about that. That might be a little boilerplate error that may be necessary to take a look at. Other than that, I'll do my best to answer any questions.
Well, actually, Ms. Williams had answered most of those questions the last time. I just wanted to make sure that I was able to get you up here with your bright, smiling face, and in case there were questions. Are there questions? All right. So, do we have a motion?
Adopting a residential anti-displacement and relocating assistance plan for fiscal year 18 as required under Section 104D of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously 6-0. Item number 5, public hearing and discussion and possible approval of Resolution R1805 to authorize the submission of an application for CDBG funds for the selected project. Council, you've had an opportunity to look at this. Are there any questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move to approve Resolution R-18-05, authorizing the submission of an application for CDBG funding to the Arizona Department of Housing for the fiscal year 2018 on the selected project.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And do we have... are we able to state for the public, real quick under discussion, what that selected project is? Right. That this will be, this is in reference to the
just a quick point of order.
Yes,
for
please.
Our order of operations for community development block grant public hearings. You do have to open it to a public hearing.
We will.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Got the motions going, and I thought we were almost done.
No, thank you. We will. I appreciate that. The project that we are looking at is, and that's why I wanted it brought out in public. It's the Tintown drainage project to actually be able to complete that entire project in one fell swoop with these funds. This was as a result of the city of Wilcox and the city of Bisbee getting together, coming to an agreement that Wilcox gave us their money this year, and I think it's 5 years down the road when it comes time again in that cycle, we will be giving them our money, which allows for a larger project to be completed from start to finish. So with that, I'm going to open a public hearing. Public hearing is open. Do we have anybody in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of this resolution? Anyone that wishes to speak in favor of the resolution? Hearing none, do we have anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to this resolution? Anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to this resolution? Hearing none, Ms. Coronado, have we received any emails, regular mail, or telephone calls regarding this resolution?
No, sir.
We have not. With that, I will close the public hearing. Now we have a motion before us. Do we have any further discussion?
I just have a statement. I understand that this one was picked because we can complete it. My druthers would have been for the Baker bill, but I understand why we can't do that because of the amount of money. But I just want to encourage this council to take a very hard look at Bakerville, and we need to start coming up with a plan of action in order to get that drainage completed. And so the people in there aren't paying enormous prices for insurance for flooding, enormous insurance costs for flooding insurance.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah, aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Item number 6. Discussion and possible approval of the donation of documents to the Bisbee Historical Mining and Historical Museum. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mayor. I was approached by the museum a couple of weeks ago. They currently hold documents which pertain to city and mining business that have been, I believe, handed to them by the mine and the city. But there appear to be no formal documents that would convey ownership of those items to the museum. It's my understanding that the museum has applied for a very exciting grant that will allow them to scan these documents so that they can be observed virtually by researchers from any location. We certainly would like to encourage this. They are the keepers of these materials now. And they are conserving them appropriately. And with this paperwork and the conveyance of those items to the museum, they can include those items in the grant for scanning the materials. And I believe Carrie is here if you have any questions about the grant or the program that's the subject of this item.
Okay. And that would be Carrie Gustafson rather than Carrie Bagley. Unless Carrie Bagley has those answers also. No. do we have any questions of her? No, I don't think you even have to come up, Ms. Gustafson. I think you can just accept it. And thank you, you both, you and Amanda, for both attending. So do we have a motion?
I move to authorize.
We have a motion, we have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Number 7, discussion of possible approval of a license agreement between Cochise County and the City of Bisbee for the use of space in the Melody Lane complex in the amount of $4,200 per month until the city can move to a permanent location. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. I've worked with the County Administrator, Ed Gilligan, to develop language that would allow us to compensate the county for our use of their space. They've come up with a rational mechanism for estimating that cost. They've included it in this language, and this has been approved by the Board of Supervisors. Pending your approval, this is an agreement that we could put into place and act upon immediately.
I do have a question. I believe it was reported in at least one newspaper that the amount that the board had passed was $4,500. Do we know for a fact that that was erroneous and that it is 42?
I believe it's 42, Mayor, but I can clarify that after the fact, and we could treat that as a Scrivener's error if it is.
I'm looking at the draft agreement here. It's $4,200. $4,200.
Great. Excellent. So that, although the newspaper could not be wrong in this particular case, it was just a typo. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I might also mention, I think everybody is aware that this, we have $250,000 of insurance coverage for this.
Yes.
And this is, should last quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. In all fairness, that particular portion of insurance money does also involve other things, but the biggest portion of it is this, absolutely. And so the fact is because of that, we're basically enjoying this building free. And the county's at least being reimbursed for heating and cooling and things like that. So again, without that wonderful partnership with the county, well, I don't know where we'd be. We might be down in Brewery Gulch hanging.
That would be great.
Okay. So, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the license agreement between Cochise County and the City of Bisbee for the use of space in the Melody Lane complex for $4,200 per month until the city can move to a permanent location.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. This is not a contract. It's an agreement, so
a license.
We don't need a roll call vote then, is that?
Well, this is actually a contract. A license agreement is a form of contract, so.
Yeah. So we really should have a quickly in retrospect, as I was saying that, I didn't see the contract word, so it passed by me. Ms. Coronado, would you avoid everything we've just done in the last 30 seconds?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Number eight, City Manager's Report. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. We're about 4 months into my employment here with the city, and but we're also about 4 months after the City Hall fire. And given the changes that we've been facing and the progress that we've been making, I felt like it would be a good time for me to offer a general recap. There will be some upcoming work that comes out of Council's request for policy revisions, as well as some financial work that comes to Council, and I'm hoping that this broad overview gives you a better picture of where the city stands in terms of looking forward and what our plans are. Page two is a large map. Let's see, where is this thing? Page two is a large map. This is the south end of town. Council's already discussed annexing Border Patrol. We have begun discussions to create a recharge facility at our wastewater treatment plant. And what this would do is ensure that the water that's processed by our plant largely makes it into the aquifer. Right now, we discharge into Greenbrush Draw, and because of evaporation, and the types of soils there. We're not sure how much makes it into the aquifer. Based on the soils analysis that the mine has conducted, we believe we can find appropriate soils, and we'll be able to know exactly how much of the flow that we put into the recharge ponds makes it into the aquifer. So we want to start a project. I've been talking with the Cochise County Recharge Network, as well as North America Development Bank and the Border Commission, about getting some help with that project. We also have talked somewhat about receiving sewage flows from NACO, and we're told that the EPA and NADBANK and BEC like the project, and they are funding the engineering feasibility. So they are paying the $100,000 to $150,000 that's necessary to run the numbers to see if it's a feasible project. We've been told that they're beginning that immediately, and that their funding picture between Nogales and Douglas looks like over the course of the next couple of financial cycles, this would be something that they could tackle if we chose to pursue it. So once the engineering feasibility is in, it will come to council. Council will review the thoughts behind the project and let us know whether or not we should move forward with it. The concepts about that project, I'm sorry, I changed that. We treat our wastewater to an A-plus standard. Currently, the permit that we have is for, I think, B-plus, but we currently treat to A-plus. And we do that without chlorine. We do that with UV. So we're not putting chemicals back out into the environment. The thought would be that we would recharge everything that we possibly can into our aquifer and stop flows into Greenbrush Draw. Currently, our flow that goes into Greenbrush Draw heads west, and because of the sewage leak from NACO North, our flow rate carries their sewage further west. And so there are private property owners to the west of us who are experiencing issues on their property. And if we have the ability to recharge our aquifer and stop flowing into Greenbrush Draw, we need to look at that. If there's an environmental issue where we need to sustain the riparian habitat that's there at Greenbrush Draw, we can discharge just enough water to keep that habitat green without continuing flows down the draw to the west. So we're looking at that. There may be a possibility for us, if we do receive additional flow at the plant, to sell some of that water. And so if it occurs that those circumstances align and we're able to sell water, we would bring that to the council for guidance and consideration, and you would let us know whether or not that's something you want us to pursue. That could be a revenue stream that would help. Those funds coming from the water fund could be used to defray PSPRS unfunded liabilities. Just to give you a sense of scale, all of Bisbee generates about 420,000 gallons a day. We would estimate NACO Sonora to generate somewhere around that amount, up to about 500,000 gallons a day. Our current plant is rated for 1.2 million gallons a day. We would be able to start processing them immediately. We believe that after speaking with ADWR, we don't have this in writing, but we went up and talked to them last week, that we can get recharge credit for the flow that we treat that comes from Old Bisbee. Because curiously enough, Old Bisbee is not part of the San Pedro Basin. So over here on this side, we're part of the San Pedro Basin, and that's the basin that feeds the San Pedro River. Since Old Bisbee is outside of this basin, the flows that we treat from there, we could get credits for. Those credits could be sold. If we were to receive flows from NACO, it is in the San Pedro Basin, but according to ADWR, there's a line there at the border, and they don't count what's south of that. So they treat those flows as if they are out of the basin. So flows from NACO that we treat, we could receive recharge credits for. So that could amount to, I don't know, 500,000 to 700,000 gallons a day that would be available to receive recharge credits if council so chose to do that. We believe that we could sell flows and recharge credits to the Nature Conservancy to help support the San Pedro River, but again, that's a discussion that council needs to entertain and provide direction to the administration on. I pretty much went over some of these points here. Why are we doing all these projects? Well, this Sierra Vista airspace is getting more complex. They have a diversification plan that will bring more traffic to their airspace. And sport pilots, your casual pilots, and then pilots who basically pilot themselves or their family, don't really like dealing with the Sierra Vista airspace because of the presence of the base. That military airspace adds a layer of complexity to navigating through there. So we think that there may be an opportunity to improve our airport and have more traffic at our airport. I'm hearing that Douglas is having great difficulty with their airport, and so we're in discussions with the airport manager and the county about trying to secure additional funds to improve ours. We have looked at the 80 acres north of the airport. It does look like it's appropriate for an industrial or a commercial park and might create employment. I do have good indication that a grant for that from the Economic Development Administration would be readily accepted. We think that those kinds of things might help with some of the economic development questions here and visitation. We just recently had a group of students approach us that have been providing engineering design for solar power generation. They've done some work in Tempe, I think. And we had an initial meeting with them. They've looked at the airport property. It seems to be well situated to support a solar deployment there. So they're going to be running some numbers for us. We might be able to put out 15, 20 acres of solar and generate 20-something megawatts of power and sell that back to APS. So that's a project we're looking at that would generate revenue for the city. Of course, the reasons for dealing with NACO sewage is to clean up the environmental mess. And if we pursue that, there's some really cool synergy with the thoughts around that project. There's solar power generation that would power the plant, that would clean up the sewage and clean up the environment. So I'm really hopeful that we can use responsible, sustainable projects to recharge our aquifer. Again, there at the sewer plant, we have a solar array. Currently, we receive about $40,000 a year from the power company because we generate more power than we use. We would look to expand that through this process and generate more revenue for the city. The property is readily available. Our understanding from the mine is that we could work out a cooperative arrangement. It would also provide us with an opportunity to receive septage hauler waste, which it wouldn't be a giant amount of revenue, but it would be significant. let's see. I think we've been through 9, 10, and 11. Just to put a short list together, the wastewater treatment plant enhancement for recharge is going to be somewhere around $2 million, and that would be money that we would receive from other people. If we're successful in getting commitments, those things would be brought to council for council to let us know if you'd like for us to pursue recharge. Other enhancements at the plant to handle expansion of capacity would be coming from NADBANK too in another phase. We've got revenue that we think will come from recharge credits and solar power. We believe that we can secure about $2 million in grants from the Fed for the industrial park. I have Mark Reeder with Stifel coming to meet with you soon to talk to you about debt structure. When the plant was originally created, it was created with money that was borrowed from WIFA, the Water Infrastructure Financing Authority. And they gave the city great terms, but they only gave you 20 years on the loan. And it's a 40-year asset, and typically you see 30 to 35 years on those loans. I don't know why WIFA was doing that back then. They did Lake Havasu the same way. Lake Havasu has recently restructured their finances. Mark suggested that we take a look at that. The schedules I've seen would free up about $600,000 a year that we could put to other purposes if we decided to refinance the WIFA loan on the plant. We've reached out to Tucson's Habitat for Humanity. There have been some issues with the Sierra Vista habitat, and so we reached out to Tucson. They've obtained clearance from National to work with us, and we're going to be bringing a housing rehab program to Bisbee. We'll be using Department of Housing funding for that. They make about $270,000, $275,000 available every year. And you put that into homes that need help and people that qualify for the program. So we hope to get that established with Habitat soon and bring that. And then we did reschedule, as you know from your item this evening, CDBG with Wilcox. That brought in an additional 230-something thousand so we could finish off the 10-town project. There are some projects we're working on that we're relatively sure will either result in savings or efficiency, but we don't have hard numbers for those. Access to the county motor pool, county vehicle maintenance, and gas depots, we believe are going to be the best possible way that we could replace our aging fleet, both our police department, our public works vehicles, and our administrative vehicles. Currently, I'm working on an IGA with the county for a joint community development department where we would share personnel and professional skill sets. I'll be bringing that to you in a few weeks. C-Click Fix, we've got a deployment meeting tomorrow. Thursday, we've got a meeting to begin the deployment of that. They estimate about a six-week period of time while we get our act together and flip the switch. We believe that the payroll software deployment, the RFP for that is in its final throes, will save us at least a half of an FTE, if not a three-quarters of a person. We did push back on the sewer rate analysis cost with Dan Jackson and reduced that by $5,000 to $19,000. The Capstone students doing the fee analysis, Dan brought them up, I think, at your last meeting. They're going to be looking at all of our fees and fines to catch us up with the rest of the state. The comp and class plan that we've talked about in terms of position descriptions and compensation, we're going to do most of that in-house. We will get some guidance from a qualified professional who will help us put the finishing touches on that and make sure we've got some realistic assumptions there. I've been working with Chief Castillo on staffing strategy, and both Chief Castillo and Chief Achave on eliminating overtime. This has not saved us a lot of money. What it has done is brought more staff on hand so that we can actually do the work. Before, we needed to, say, exercise the hydrants, and we weren't doing that because we didn't have enough people, and we were paying them overtime to staff the schedule. So now in the fire department, we have enough men, we're not paying out all that overtime, and they have the hands to be able to do the work. The fire suppression system and hydrant maintenance program is going to span the next financial cycle. The reservoir and the distribution system for fire suppression water is a standalone system, and the reservoir has been stocked with fish. And those fish make their way into our pipes, and they make a real mess when they hit a fire truck pump. And there's a biological issue, I think, associated with spraying that all over fires and firemen. So we've been working for the last several months to come up with an approach to clean out the reservoir up on the hill, and then the fire department's been working to flush the system. We've been working on various fronts to map our hydrants. We did create the YouTube channel. It hasn't been as active as we'd like, or we've been a little stressed post-fire. Security cameras have gone into police and fire. We are bringing those into the administrative areas as well, particularly our customer service points of contact. And then we are working on the customer service corps and volunteers. I do have something I'll be bringing to you soon for your consideration for customer service. I've got a long schedule in here, but this is basically timelines for some of the things we're working on. Let's see, we didn't talk about the police and fire services outside of service area. That's kind of mid-page there. I know that Chief Castillo has already begun paperwork to charge some folks for services that have been provided outside of our fire response area. I don't think that we finalized that yet with the police department, though, and that needs to be brought to council soon. We are talking about the IGA with Palominas and medical transport. Some changes need to occur there as Palominas' resources have been reduced, their ability to cover the transports a little diminished. We are initiating collections on past due and selecting a collections agency. You'll see paperwork on that soon. I think at some point we need to audit sewer accounts versus physical addresses. I don't know that that's been done to create a basis for the billing list. And I think we need to look, I think there's probably addresses that have service that don't have accounts. And we need to go out there and find them if we can. I've talked with Chief Castillo about fire safety inspections. And we have been chatting about business licenses for owners who have rental property. But we haven't gotten to the bottom of that concept yet. I have some updates by department. If you'd like, I can go through them. I know that we're a little pressed for time. I have a list there. If any of you have concerns about what you see on those pages, please come contact me. I think the descriptions are fairly clear, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Do we have any questions, Council? Ms. Coronado, can we get this on the website, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions, Council?
Well, I guess I do. Okay. Certainly, these are opportunities you brought to us before, but there's certainly some of them we've never discussed in the council. And so we're moving forward. It kind of implies that we're indeed on the way of implementing these things. And for example, development of the airport as an industrial site. I would hope that we're going to have a discussion on that.
Oh, yes, sir. Before we could tender an application to anyone to ask for money, we would be in front of you guys getting your thoughts and guidance on the application. And if you chose to pursue it, then you would be approving the final application before it's tendered.
Well, I think that needs to be implied in your report here. Likewise, you've already corrected it. You said stop flow into the green bus draw. You say reduce. It's probably the right word there from what you just said.
Well, it depends on how far council wants to go. And again, we would be directed by your guidance there on whether it's completely stopped or reduced.
Well, anyway, there are a number of things here that we have not discussed. I guess that's my point here. I don't have an understanding of if someone questions me as a councilman saying, I understand you're doing these things.
Well, maybe I should be more clear in the way I present things. We're not going to do anything that you don't tell us we need to be doing. What's in this list are things that we are working on, and once we get ideas to the point where we can give you something to make decisions about, we'll bring them to you for guidance, and if you feel like as a council we're wasting our time, we'll stop. But to not waste your time, we want to get our due diligence out of the way and the report that we prepare for you so that you can thoughtfully consider.
Well, certainly we're entering into budget time here again, and of course budget is going to determine very much what we pursue and what we don't pursue, and there'll be an opportunity for further discussion there. But anyway, there are again some things here on your report that you've shared with us before and you're sharing with us again, but frankly we have not had a discussion.
As soon as we have enough to solicit direction from you, we'll bring it. But until we have enough facts for you to be able to consider the matter and provide direction. We don't want to waste your time.
One way to put it is a number of these things are potential proposals rather than ongoing actions.
Citizens don't always see it that way. That's why I want to clarify. Citizens don't always see it that way. So
correct,
I want
correct.
To clarify that.
No.
It implies that we're moving forward on these things, and indeed, it needs to be brought before us for more discussion than we've had at some point. So.
Yeah, and you're right, Mr. Dunn. Without further discussion, a lot of citizens will not understand that there's a certain amount of due diligence that has to be done to even realize if there's something's viable to bring to the council. And I think that that's the situation we're having, you know, at this point. So.
Well, certainly I thank the city manager for pursuing possibilities for us, and so I certainly do appreciate that. So.
Anything else, Mr. Smith?
No, sir, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We have no council comments, and so I'd entertain a Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion, we have a second for adjournment. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, aye. Same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you.